So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. And that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples say to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God." Please be seated. One thing I forgot, just a reminder that this coming Thursday is Ascension Thursday. So there's two masses. There's a 9 a.m. mass and then a 7 p.m. sung mass here at St. Isidore's. Due to the renovation continued in Fort Collins, there will not be a mass in Fort Collins for that. So there'll be the two masses here. Let us go with confidence to the throne of grace. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned, obviously we celebrate this great joyful occasion of First Holy Communion for our children. They've been prepared well, Mrs. Chekis, and then obviously for you parents, preparing your children for this great day, that they receive God in their souls for the very first time. And as I say, it's something for all of us to reflect upon, to think about. You know, each year we have this joyful occasion, and each year it reminds us of receiving Holy Communion, of preparing ourselves well for that. You know, for the children, the preparation that they take for that is learning their catechism, practicing, going over, making a good confession, having that opportunity to cleanse their soul, to make sure that their soul is pleasing before the eyes of God. And then in this month of May, we look at and look to the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, we just celebrated her feast, Our Lady Mediatrix of All Graces, on Friday. And I think that's something that also, the graces come to us also through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so that's why it's important for us to ask for that. To ask for the graces. And that's something that also for you children. To ask for the graces for your families, for your own soul, for the parish. Because as our Lord said, if you ask in my name, it will be granted unto you. But we must ask. We must ask for these graces. And I think that's also a good reminder to us all of the confidence that we must have in our prayers. And for the innocent little children coming before the throne of God, yes, this throne of grace with the confidence that they have, that they do approach that and ask for those graces. And yes, because God is pleased with the innocence and the confidence that they have, he grants the request. And so what a reminder to us all, the confidence that we must have approaching Almighty God. But then also, yes, the innocence. I think that's something that also, obviously God knows all things when he sends us this heavy snow last night. of thinking about with the snow coming. Yes, the first thing is, it's Mother's Day. Why do we have snow? That was the first thought that came to me. But then also reflecting on the fact of the snow and the whiteness of it and the purity of that, that you can look at also for the children. Of that God sends this to signify the state of their souls. And as they approach the communion rail, as they come to receive Almighty God, yes, it is because of that purity and that innocence of receiving this for the very first time, receiving our Lord for the very first time. And what a blessing for all of us to witness that, because I think through their example of seeing that innocence, of seeing the children come to our Lord, that it helps all of us reflect, to think about what for us should be also our intentions as we approach the communion rail. You know, the preparation that was given to them by you parents preparing them at home, by their teacher preparing them to make sure that they're ready for this day, and how much preparation goes into that. And so then it should be a reflection for us. What preparation do we make? I mean, do we prepare ourselves with a good confession? Do we think about receiving our Lord and approaching the communion rail itself? Of granted, yes, how unworthy all of us are, but yet God, He humbles Himself in order to come to us. And so therefore, that reflection of the necessity of making a good preparation. But then also the reminder to us, the preparation afterward too. Of making sure that our soul is as spotless as it can be, and giving thanks to God. And that's why I encourage you children now, the first time you receive our Lord, to make that proper thanksgiving. Of after receiving our Lord, to thank Him for coming into your soul. Because this is the first time, obviously not the last time, but with being the first time to truly thank Him for Him humbling Himself and coming into your soul. We talked about it yesterday, about the graces of God. That each time you receive Holy Communion, you go up that ladder of graces. And it's meant to lead us to heaven, obviously. Well, that was something that they had in their catechism book of how the sacraments are these rungs of the ladder to help them to reach heaven. I mean, to me, I think it's a great image for them. But I encourage them and told them, and each time they receive a sacrament, they climb higher and higher. That by climbing higher and higher, that then therefore they will reach heaven. But that's what they must give thanks to God for. This opportunity, the sacraments. And I think for all of us, it's a good reminder of the thanks we must give to God. Too often we think of everything else that we have going on. And so after Mass, we go out almost right behind the priest. It's not the way it should be. And that is why we need to thank God for what He has given to us. Of making a proper thanksgiving. 10 minutes, the very least we should give to God. And so that's what I would encourage you parents, especially for your first Holy Communicants, after we go out, we take the pictures and different things, to also to help them to come back and to thank God for what they have received, who they have received, and how important that is to all of us. Because, yes, through the innocence of the children, their prayers, God willing, they will help all of us, praying for the parish, praying for their parents, praying for their families, praying for the priest that gives them Holy Communion. That they will help all of us by their prayers and by receiving our Lord so worthily. But in turn, we have to pray for their innocent souls too. That they never offend Almighty God. That is something that St. Blanche prayed for her son, King St. Louis IX, King of France. She never wanted him to commit a mortal sin. And that's what she prayed. She said she would pray that she would rather him die than commit one mortal sin. That's also a reflection when you see the snow about Our Lady of Fatima talking about how many souls go down to hell like snowflakes that are falling. These different imageries that come to us, that help us, and that's what we pray for our children now, of how pleasing they are to God, how innocent they are, and they come to receive our Lord for the very first time, and how happy that our Lord is to come to them. And that's why then they come with this confidence to the throne of grace. As I say, that was coming from the introit of the Mass of Our Lady Mediatrix of All Graces that we celebrated on Friday. And so that's where we pray for our children. But we reflect for ourselves of how important it is for us to prepare and to give thanks, to try to be as innocent as we can. And I know for us, as we go out into the world as adults and different things, it's so hard for us. And it will be so hard for our children too. But the grace of God will help them. And that's why we want to build that for them now. That's why I told them yesterday, each sacrament you receive, you climb higher and higher to heaven. Every time you receive a sacrament worthily, you climb higher and higher to heaven. And it is through those sacraments that you receive, and that is what will get you to heaven. And that's what we'd be thankful to God for, of what He has given to us. And that's why I told them, they have the chance, obviously in school, they can receive with the school mass, Holy Communion each day. And so it's so important to them. But we have to teach them. All of them did well in their catechism. They knew the answers. They knew the things. So they know that they must prepare themselves well. They know they must give thanks to God afterward. And so that's what we encourage with our children each day. Each time they have the chance to receive Holy Communion. To prepare them well for that. And so for us, yes, it's beautiful to see. It is a consolation for the priest to be able to give Holy Communion, you know, for the very first time to the children. Because you know how happy our Lord is to go into their souls and how pleased He is. And so it's a great consolation to us to have this chance. And so that's why I encourage you children to always to approach the communion rail with the same innocence, the same confidence that you have of knowing how pleased God is to come into your soul. This first time, but then God willing, every other time too. But to take that opportunity to pray, especially for your parents, for the sacrifice that they made to make this possible for you, to give you that chance to receive God for the very first time. And so in the collect of the Mass of Our Lady Mediatrix of All Grace, it also says to approach thee for some favor and then rejoice at obtaining all things through her. I mean, I think that's very beautiful for the children to know that Our Lady, our Blessed Mother, is watching over them, that she will help to obtain any favors that they need as long as they approach her with that. And so it's a great day for the parish, a great day for the families that celebrate this. So as I say, as a parish, let us pray for our children that they keep this innocence. But then also, as we see in today's Mass, that they also keep themselves unspotted from this world. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.